There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.
Time is not on the side of the West. In a world where Muslims weren't hell-bent on killing Jews and Christians and destroying their cultures, no one would care that the growth rate of Islam far exceeds other religions. In Europe, since 1990, 90% of all immigration has been Islamic. A Pew study projects that the percentage of Muslims in Europe will grow 70% by 2030 and exceed 14% by 2050. For any culture to sustain itself, the reproduction ratio of children to parents must be 2.11 to survive 25 years. In other words, each set of parents must produce just over two kids statistically to persevere. The only path for Israel right now to lose this war is if America abandons Israel. There has been decades-long propaganda wars against Israel propagated by many Arab states, the Axis nations, and others. One-third of adults under 30 say their sympathies favor the Palestinians, and only 14% favor Israel. Muslims in Michigan and Minnesota are using their large numbers to threaten the weak and morally bankrupt U.S. President Joe Biden not to support his reelection if he continues to support Israel. Biden and his handlers are complying or trying to thread the needle and project the image of not complying. An unintended or maybe intended message from this administration to the world is simple. Israel is an aggressor nation, and America will force it to stop its heartless and deplorable killing of innocent Palestinian civilians. This is the great lie told around the world day after day, engineered by the PR machine of anti-Semitic and anti-Western enemies. Biden added jet fuel to that false message. Israel's reputation will never fully recover. If Hamas survives the war in any capacity, then Israel loses it. This would be a catastrophic loss for Israel because it would prove them incapable of obliterating an enemy for the first time, particularly a relatively weak one that is not even a nation state. The ecstatic empowerment of radical Islam in America and the Western world from Israel's defeat will be insuperable, and Israel will not likely survive it. Worse than that, even worse, is hard to imagine. America and the West will suffer an exponential increase in Islamic hostility at a time when we are reeling from the Islamist hate and hostility plaguing us. Western culture is crumbling, and the last thing it needs is an accelerant. We have never experienced this magnitude of moral bankruptcy in our citizenry, our leaders, our media, our academia. This is why our destiny is so vulnerable to, and may be predicted by, Israel's success or failure in this war. And that is why Israel's fate is America's fate.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit CodeRedRoofers.com.